The youngest.
And the boy that's 20, in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16, is the
oldest.
And beside oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being grown up. He's the what? Compared to them. If he's 20 and they're younger, you could say he's the... Suppose they were all grown, which you would say he is the grown of all. What?
He's the oldest, is all I know.
All right. Now, your children are your sons and...
daughters.
Your children are boys and...
girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
expecting.
And if in any other terms that are used by women to each other for the word expecting...
pregnant.
And if a woman doesn't have a husband and she is pregnant, are there any joking terms or disrespectful terms that you've ever heard used in this connection?
Well, you have disrespectful terms, but I don't know just exactly what any of them are.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, there used to be women in the community that took care of this shore, and what were they called?
They were called midwives.
And it was any other names for them?
That's all I've ever known.
And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
resembles.
And suppose he resembles the father instead of in just looks, like his same color hair and eyes, maybe he resembles him in mannerism and behavior, then you might say that he what?
Acts like him.
And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has done what to the three children?
Has reared them.
And to a naughty child, you say you're going to get a...
spanking.
And is there any other term for this type of punishment?
A whipping.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob blank a lot in 1 year.
Grew.
You say to him, you certainly have blank big.
Certainly have grown big.
And that Bob came up so fast that you could almost see him
grow.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a... what kind of a child? What's the term used for one born out of wedlock? You draw a blank. Just pop it out later. Now then, if maybe it would help to think of it in the term that he would have no legal name, so he would be
illegitimate. Oh, for goodness sakes.
Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot, meaning that she's that way in greater degree. You would say that Jane is loving, but Peggy is
a lot more so.
Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called
an orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
guardian.
If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, nieces around, you say, the town is full of my
relatives.
Would you use the same word for your parents or your grandparents?